Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Parish Pump on a Monday, which is our regular look around the communities of the city and South Cambridgeshire. This week is the turn of Queen Edith's, and I'm pleased to say that Sam Davis is here from the Queen Edith's Community Forum.
Good morning, Julian. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning.
Hello, Sam. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And it's an AGM which is coming up. When is that? It sounds awfully grand.
So this is the AGM is the smaller part of the event. That will be over and done within about 20 minutes, hopefully. But the main business is our public meeting. We always try to talk about topics of interest, and in Queen Edith's there's quite a lot to talk about. So this is Thursday evening this week, 7 o'clock, and we're in a new venue this year. We're at the Purse on Hills Road because our previous venue is having building works.
Oh, what was the previous venue?
Previous venue is St John the Evangelist Church on Hills Road, but they're having an upgrade, so the Purse have agreed to take us in this year, which is very kind of them.
That's awfully decent of them. I guess our starting point really has to be to where Queen Edith's is, where it starts and finishes.
Okay, so I was thinking about a good way of describing this. I don't know if you've seen the news story that Tottenham Hotspur Football Club have persuaded Transport for London to rename White Hart Lane tube station as Tottenham Hotspur.
Have they persuaded them?
They have. So I
Chelsea fans would like it to be renamed as Three Point Lane, I'm told, but that's a bit mean.
I think Queen Edith's is the bit of the city which is quite likely to be renamed Cambridge Biomedical Campus in the near future. It's basically the wedge stuck between Trumpington in the west and Cherry Hinton in the east, and it's a big area. It runs south more or less from Cherry Hinton Road all the way down to Babraham Road, and from the railway line in the west to pretty much Netherhall, Cherry Hinton Hall in the east.
And it's interesting because politically, until very recently, you had a Conservative MP.
Yes, indeed. And I was at Heidi's constituency meeting on Saturday morning where she talked to us in her new guise as an independent MP. And it was a thoroughly interesting morning.
I think we'll explore that at some point. I noticed that Heidi had posted on her Twitter feed that she was looking for somebody to help her in her office.
That's
to
right.
Run the office. I mentioned this to my sister, and she didn't think that the job had long prospects. But I guess we'll see, because she is a popular constituency MP, isn't she?
Judging by the split in the room on Saturday morning, there were about 150 people there, of whom two expressed any kind of negativity. So I would say that could be a job with quite a significant pension at the end of it.
Yes, well, we shall see. We shall see when it gets around to election time, whenever that might be. But certainly it turns what was a pretty safe Conservative seat into and potentially a swing seat, as we're supposed we've got to call it these days. So, look, tell us about some of the things on the AGM. And one of the things I know you're concerned with, and you mentioned it right at the start, and that's the traffic from the hospital campus.
Yeah, this is a really good time for us to have this conversation at our AGM. We have Peter Blake, who's the Director of Transport for the Greater Cambridge Partnership, coming along to explain to residents the GCP's plans, such as they are, for trying to deal with the growth of traffic heading to the campus. The GCP in the last couple of weeks released a report which said that there are going to be 67,500 daily trips to the biomedical campus in 10 years' time.
Now, I find those sorts of figures difficult to work out in my little head. What I really want to know is if I'm stuck on a road up there, how much longer I'm going to be stuck for, and if I should just get on my bicycle instead.
Well, you should definitely get on your bicycle instead. I'd like to come up with a really flippant answer. It's not funny. That's the problem. Mm. It's really not funny. And I watched the live footage of the GCP assembly meeting a couple of weeks ago, and councillors there were making jokes about it. One of them said, well, that's the same kind of number of trips a day as is made to Stansted Airport. And someone else said, yeah, but without the duty free. Frankly, it's not a joke.
And the road not as wide as well, if one's going to continue that kind of analogy. Have you noticed anyway in, I'm trying to think, over the past 3, 4, 5 years, has there been a gradual build-up already? And we know, obviously, that more is going to be going into the campus over the next few months.
Oh, absolutely, it's been building up. But the point is, for many years now, we've been able to see that there will be a step change round about now. Papworth are moving to the campus in May. Mm. Papworth has 100,000 patient visits a year. Now, those are people who are going to find it more difficult than your average individual to make the change onto a bicycle, on foot, or by bus.
And it doesn't matter, I speak from, well, semi-personal experience, really, if it doesn't matter how many times you say, or the authorities say, please come on public transport, that's not going to happen, and there's going to be a lot of people, as you suggest there, who can't actually use the public transport, and they do need a car.
So what's really interesting is the latest statistics say that the hospitals on the site have made really good progress with moving their staff over to sustainable transport modes. They're sitting at about 60% or more now by bike, foot and bus. But the patient number is stuck stubbornly at about 80-83% coming in by car. And I can't see... Well, I can't see, and the GCP certainly can't see in the short term how that's going to change.
And nobody, has anybody coming up with any suggestions? Or maybe that's the sort of thing that you want to get at the AGM on Thursday.
The problem is that their game changers for this are Cambridge South Station and also the creation of some kind of off-road busway from a big park and ride down on the A505.
But that's not going to be built in the few months that we have left before Papworth moves in, though, is it?
Correct. And in the case of Cambridge South Station, the GCP is saying it will be built in 2023. Network Rail is saying 2025 at the earliest. And the Combined Authority put out a press release last week saying it would be 2027. So I think there's scope for a really good conversation at the meeting on Thursday.
And is there anybody coming along who you can shout at?
I don't shout at
Well, not you, necessarily. Okay, look at them in a stern tone of voice.
I hope we have a really good debate. That's the whole point of the Community Forum organising these events. It's so that people can actually find out what's happening on their doorstep.
Fendon Road roundabout design. It's different.
It is different. And again, we've invited along the officer from the county cycling team who is managing this project, because I think people have a lot of questions about how it's going to work. Just as a bit of background, the idea is that this is the UK's first Dutch-style roundabout.
Now, can I just say that the Cambridge News has reported on at least 3 or 4 Dutch-style roundabouts being introduced into Cambridge. This is the real thing,
but,
is it, this
but
time?
None of those have been as Dutch as this one. This one has a passport and everything.
We're all Dutch comrades. Some of us are more Dutch than others.
It will be painted orange. No, the point of a proper Dutch-style roundabout, as I understand it, is that it has a continuous ring on the outside of the roundabout for cyclists, and so the idea is that vehicles exiting the roundabout have to give way to bikes, just as the same way as vehicles entering a roundabout would have to give way. And these are very common in Holland. They are, as I say, not very common in the UK, and I think a lot of people want to understand how this will work specifically in that location about 150 metres away from Addenbrookes, where you are quite likely to have drivers approaching from all across the region. Mm.
People who go there once or twice, and this is the problem, isn't it? It's
and people who are worried about getting there on time for an appointment, people who are, you know, rushing in to see Auntie Maud, who's just been admitted to the geriatric ward. I think there are legitimate questions to ask, and we're very grateful that the officer concerned has accepted our invitation to come in and talk to us about it.
That's very interesting. I just wonder, because another Dutch idea has been to take out road signs. Now, I'm not suggesting that happens here, but the result of taking out road signs is that people slow down and they have a think. Now, I'm wondering if they're confronted by a sign saying Dutch roundabout ahead, people say, oh my goodness, what is a Dutch style roundabout? I better slow down. Is that possible?
One of the questions we're asking is whether this redesign will increase traffic congestion in the area. If it does, then people will have quite a lot of time sitting in queues to think about what a sign saying Dutch style roundabout ahead might mean. So pros and cons, looking for the silver lining always.
Judging by your earlier comments, there might be sat in traffic for quite a while to start with. But so if people want to go along to this, maybe they have questions about the Fendon Road roundabout, or maybe about the hospital campus, or presumably if you live in Queen Edith's and you've got a question about
anything. Come along, come and say hello. The community forum does, you know, happy stuff as well. We run events. We try and let other people know about other people's events in the area. So it's not all doom and gloom by any means. And yes, it's free. Be there for 7 o'clock and bring your popcorn.
And at the purse.
At the purse.
Okay. Thank you very much, Sam Davis. Come back and see us and tell us something cheerful.
I will do my best. Cambridge 105 Radio.